Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
It's springtime in the Rockies, and Utah's northern rivers are engorged with liquid life, and have been for what seems like months now. After a winter of record snowfall, the spring heat and a miniature monsoon season have raised our local waters to levels not seen in decades. During this exceptional seasonal runoff, it's easy to forget that we still live in the second most arid state in the Union. Nonetheless, the seasonal plethora of the wet stuff is an ardent reminder that, even here, it is water we Utahns have to thank for our most prestigious landscapes and diversity of flora and fauna that call these places home. It has, in most cases, taken quite a lot of time, though. Consider the Great Salt Lake, Utah's most iconic landmark. It's a remnant of prehistoric Lake Bonneville, itself the pluvial product of slow glaciation and rainwater collection. Thousands upon thousands of years of evaporative sun exposure, though, shrank Lake Bonneville and changed the local climate and ecosystem into what we have today, a salty inland sea implanted with an arid Mediterranean climate. Though deprived of its acreage and being immensely saltier than its predecessor, the Great Salt Lake supports an incredibly diverse and highly complex ecosystem, concocted by the mixture of ancient salts and fresh water provided by the Jordan, Weber, and Bear Rivers. The wetland ecosystems on the fringes of the Great Salt Lake play host to millions of migratory birds each year that are traveling along the Pacific Flyway. Without these oases, the diversity of Utah's waterfowl and wildlife at large would dwindle drastically. One cannot speak of water's effect upon Utah's landscapes without singing the praises of the wondrous Red Rock Canyons that dissect our state's southern reaches. The force of water upon the high desert of Utah's allocation of Colorado Plateau is intermillennial hydrological poetry. Ancient Jurassic and Cretaceous seas deposited layer upon colorful layer of various sediments before heat, pressure, and the recession of shorelines turned them to stone. Water then went back to work within a new climate upon an old geography, with rare but violent torrents of flashing floods that sliced ever deeper and more intricate cleavages into the sandstone. I remember visiting one particularly beautiful slack canyon with my wife. The fossilized wave action we spotted above the rim was preserved below as well, with streaks of sediment mismatched and displaced into a beautiful kaleidoscope of reds, oranges, and purples. Water's work was not finished here, though. Dispersed along the distant trail into the best parts of this remote canyon, there were desert riparian jungles of small cottonwoods, mosses, and ferns that harbored ephemeral pools dotted with water striders and even the occasional canyon tree frog. Water is a fickle beast, though, crucial to maintaining life, but behaving without regard for its endeavors. The same forces of hydrology that created the Great Salt Lake, our richly diverse wetland ecosystems, and the stunning desert landscapes we love to explore can likewise wreak havoc upon our daily lives. Consider the recent deluge in Cache Valley. Several weeks ago, our northern valley was inundated with precipitation, leaving some families stranded in their low-lying homes with no access to the nearest road. A friend of mine who runs a canoe rental business told tale of making deliveries to homes so that people could commute from the end of their driveway to their front door. Perhaps no other force of nature can be so frustrating yet so gratifying, so plentiful yet so fleeting. It's a wild thing, water. It is a miraculous ubiquity that, even in the driest places, leaves an indelible mark upon the landscape and the lives that inhabit it. For Wild About Utah, I'm Josh Bowling.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.